Warriors get head coach Steve Kerr back on the bench, and in game two of the finals against the Cavs, stay on the up-tempo attack established in the game one victory. Stephen Curry driving the action with tremendous energy and focus. A triple-double night with 32 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. Kevin Durant powerful again with a game-high 33 points and 13 rebounds to go with 5 blocked shots. And Klay Thompson's aggressive approach on both ends key. He adds 22 points and 7 boards to the mix as the Warriors take a 2-0 series lead with the win, 132-113 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
Steve, can you just talk about what it was like for you to be out there at early on? You were kind of looking up at the stands. Did it feel different? Did it make you appreciate it more?
It felt great. Got a really nice reception from our fans and our players, and it was just, you know, great to be on the sidelines again. That's what makes it so much fun, to feel the energy of the finals, and so it's really nice to be back.
Next question, second row.
Yes. Go ahead. Art Spander, San Francisco Examiner. Steve, I just wonder, Klay's been struggling a little bit. You know his game. Did you work any plays or anything for him specially tonight?
No. I think I mentioned pregame. Klay played so well in game one without shooting well. And to me, that usually indicates that, you know, the ball's going to go in. His defense was tremendous in game one. His ball handling, his passing. I thought he played a great game. And I just felt like he was poised to come out and make some shots tonight, and he did. And his defense, again, was tremendous. I thought Klay, he guards so many people out there, and he has such a responsibility with Kyrie and switching on to LeBron. And I thought he was fantastic.
Janie, all the way in the back.
Steve, Janie McCauley from AP. What was it like to witness up close and personal Steph dribbling around LeBron and going in to the paint and scoring in the third quarter, and also Kevin flicked one up at one point off balance? I mean, pretty special to see those again.
It really is a series that's just loaded with high-powered weapons all over the floor. And the game changed quite a bit tonight from game one. They made a lot of adjustments. They put us on our heels, and we were able to respond.
Tim on the aisle over
Tim
here.
Tim Kawakami, Mercury News. Steve, you especially appreciative that they decided to turn the ball over 13 times in the first half in your return game
here. Welcome back, coach. Yeah.
Good coaching on that.
That's been the focus the last 2 days is, can we repeat the formula? The answer was no. We did not repeat it. Tonight was a game based on talent. We had a lot of guys who played exceptionally well individually, and we played with great energy. But heading to Cleveland, we're going to have to be a lot smarter. We play that same game in Cleveland. There's no way we win.
And you mentioned the adjustments. This really was a chess match kind of game, at least through the first three quarters. They go small, you go small. Durant was playing center for some.
Yeah.
Was that kind of fun for you, though, to immerse yourself in that kind of strategic back and forth?
Yeah, it's always fun, when you've got to make a lot of decisions out there. And obviously, we're blessed with a very versatile roster, so we have options just like they do. But they really changed a lot from game one, and we had to respond to that. And in the midst of that, Draymond was in foul trouble, and so that made it trickier. But again, our guys responded really well.
Second row on your right, Coach.
Yes, Steve, welcome back. Dave Lewis, NBC News Radio. Kevin once again had a big offensive game, but maybe beneath the radar for those that don't really get into as much the defensive part of it. He had 5 of your 7 blocks. The one that would have put him away was the jump hook on Love. Yeah. He ended up hitting a runner at the other end to finish him off. Talk about Kevin just as a defensive player.
His defense was amazing, and we needed it, especially with Draymond out. It's a small game, and you got shooters everywhere, and you have to be able to protect the rim with LeBron coming downhill, with Love posting up, and Draymond's on the bench. So that's a pretty scary proposition for us. And I thought Kevin's defense was unreal and was probably the key to the whole game. Along with the perimeter defense of Klay and Andre, trying to do their best with Kyrie and LeBron. But KD was amazing.
Marcus, towards the center.
Marcus Thompson, Berry News Group. Steve,
where are you, Marcus?
Right in the middle, straight ahead in your line of sight. Right here. Steph didn't look very well in the second quarter. Third quarter, he kind of changed the game.
Yeah.
What is it about when Steph goes off that really gives you guys some separation?
Well, I mean, he just generates so much force to the game. You know, he even when he's not making shots, he's bringing defenders all the way out to the perimeter, which opens up so much. He pushes the ball relentlessly, and obviously he got going there in the third after a poor first half. But you know, he changes the game just by being himself and being out there and attacking.
What'd you think of the narrative that he doesn't play well in the finals?
Whose narrative is that?
I just made it up.
Oh, okay. Well, write your story and email it to me, and I'll critique it.
Got you.
Steve, towards the center, and then Al in the back.
Steve Futterman here from CBS News, straight back next to Mark. I want to ask you, historically, if you can take a step back, you know this team is making history every time it wins. It is a remarkable thing that they have done so far. I know you don't care until you win the championship, but can you maybe take a step back and talk about the remarkable achievement this team has done just by getting to this point without losing once?
Well, it's been a great run, but none of that matters unless we can finish the job with this series. And we know, trust me, we know. It was 2-0 last year and we lost. So playing an unbelievably good competitive team, dominant team. They have, two, three losses the whole playoffs. Now we got to go back there. This is where the series changed last year. So we're just trying to think about the next game.
Al, last question, back right.
Al Sarasovic, San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome back, Coach.
LeBron
James, amazing night tonight. Can you talk a little bit about his play and what you may be able to do in Cleveland to try to stop him?
Oh, we've got a plan in Cleveland. We're going to shut him down. We got this great plan that for sure is going to just completely stop him. I don't know what you do with him. He's one of the great players of all time. We all know that. I think he's playing better than he's ever played, and you just do your best. You kind of know that he's going to dominate the game, and you try to do. You know, there's certain spots on the floor that we have rules, and you try to give that stuff to the players, but they just got to do their best and see what happens.
Is it really more about limiting his teammates then?
Well, I mean, I was pleased with our 3-point defense, and that's important. This team really thrives on making threes, and we held them to 8 for 29, and that was key. But they went smaller. They had shooters all over the floor. They didn't play their two bigs together that often, which opened up the game. And LeBron was so determined to get downhill to the rim right from the beginning. You could see the force that he brought to the game. And when he's like that, not a whole lot you can do.
And here's what Stephen Curry had to say in the post game at the podium.
Steph, Davide Chinellato, Gazzetta Italy. This is your first ever triple-double in the playoffs, and you play a great game. Do you see anything you didn't like about your game?
There's an 8 on the stat sheet that I need to correct when we go to Cleveland, because the points that I gave up off turnovers – in their building will electrify the crowd and their team, and this, things that we have to eliminate. So I'm obviously hard on myself and my own, biggest critic at times, and that's something that I can control, just being smarter with the ball. Obviously did a lot of other great things and tried to impact the game across the board, other than just scoring total team effort tonight with how we played and withstood their first punch coming out of the first quarter. So a lot of positives. That's one thing I need to correct going into game 3. Give ourselves more possessions and good things will happen.
Jermaine, all the way in the back.
Jermaine Franklin with TSN. Steph, there was a rare moment / opportunity in the third quarter where LeBron was guarding you one-on-one. Do you relish those moments?
This is basketball, man. I mean, every possession you have an opportunity to impact the game. Doesn't matter who really is across from you. You don't get into the one-on-one matchups, especially on this stage, because you get distracted from how you're supposed to be playing. And obviously he's a great defender, so if you have opportunities, you have to do something, pretty special to score. But for the most part, you can't focus on, like, you're on the ear in a playground, it's just y'all two out there. That doesn't do you any good in those situations.
You had a pretty solid reaction following that lay-in, though.
Oh, yeah, it's a big moment. It's a momentum swing. And coach got on me at halftime about my body language and just trying to play with passion, play with joy. The turnovers kind of got underneath my skin a little bit, and I was letting it affect, how I was kind of my mannerisms too much. And in that moment, big momentum swing, us, trying to separate us, continue to get a lead and going into a timeout, you want to, have some fun and enjoy that moment.
Janie up front.
Steph, Janie McCauley from AP. Along those lines of that sequence, what did you see? I mean, you dribbled down. You came back up, you dribbled, kind of circles around him and then went left to score that. I mean, how do you decide on a sequence like that?
Honestly, I was rushing to begin with because I felt like there's an angle here, an angle there, and there wasn't because a huge crowd around on that right side of the floor. And then when I was able to kind of reset back behind the three-point line, you kind of just – give a little hesitation, think you're going to shoot, and just try to go around him. And at that point, I was a little bit more composed than earlier in that possession. I was just kind of like a chicken with my head cut off, just running circles. So that was kind of a microcosm of the game. We were rushing a lot in those situations, trying to keep it simple and just make a play.
And how much how much fun was it to see what Clay was able to do tonight to kind of get back on a roll offensively?
It's always great to see. We're never worried about him and his shooting or anything and spotlight that's on that. He does so much for us on the defensive end. His presence just on the floor as a threat to shoot, even if he doesn't, get an attempt up. But definitely when he's making shots, and there were a lot of timely shots tonight, were huge. And I know he didn't lose confidence in himself at all and knew he was helping us win even though he wasn't shooting the ball well. And tonight, things turn around in his favor, and hopefully he's created a little bit of momentum for himself going into game three.
Dan left.
Jay Dot ESPN. Steph, when did you learn about Steve Kerr that he'd be coaching tonight, and what did his return mean to the team?
I found out when y'all found out. I think I just got into the arena and kind of heard he was doing his press conference and giving the update. So the interesting thing is he's been around a good amount the last 2 weeks, even the last three or four games, even in the San Antonio series, he was a part of the pregame routine and video prep and just, giving us some pointers here and there. And obviously at halftime, showing his face and giving us what he has. So the whole pregame process was all the same tonight. It was just a matter of him showing up on the bench and giving us that energy. And it's always great to see. It was a great moment for him and for the crowd and everybody, showing their appreciation for all he's been through. And to see him back on the bench was huge. And, for him, like I said, the whole priority was his health. And I think he's in a good place right now.
Anthony here in the front.
Yeah, Anthony Slater, Barry News Group. Steph, Draymond was in here earlier and said he thought you are the most locked in you've ever been in your career. I mean, do you feel that?
Yeah, I'm playing with a lot of energy. That's the biggest thing, trying to be aggressive every opportunity I have. I think there's another level to get to. Talked about with the first question tonight about, just being smart with the ball. So there is another level to get to. But just trying to be aggressive and enjoy this moment, man. There's playing in the finals and the journey is unbelievable. And we want to keep it going.
Chris over here on the left.
Steph, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. You mentioned your turnovers in the first half. What did you see different from Cleveland's defense in the first half compared to game one, and what changed for you in the third quarter?
I mean, they just play with energy and physicality and aggressiveness, and you had to expect that. This is, like I said, this is the finals, and every game is important. Doesn't matter really what happened in game one. You knew they were going to come out with a big punch. And we withstood that pretty well, especially in that first 6 to 8 minutes of the first quarter. their defense, they changed their lineups a little bit, and they went a lot smaller, so they're a little faster around the court and whatnot. My turnovers were mostly just dumb ones for me, just throwing the ball, you know, jumping to pass and or to make a play, not knowing what I'm doing with the ball, and just slinging it somewhere. Stuff that I can easily correct. There are a couple they made some athletic plays to get it, but for the most part, those are things that I need to just watch the film and figure out how to be, you know, just slow down and make the simple play. But they're gonna keep coming, man. There's a lot of work for us left to do, and you got to expect them to play obviously better at home, and we're gonna need to play better to win on the road.
We got last three back in this corner here, and there.
Steph Shai, Goldenberg, Hoops Israel. So last year was the same situation regarding the score. Obviously, these teams are different this year. What difference do you see in the Cavs team of this year? And what do you guys need to do in order to win game three of the Q?
I mean, you can compare to, you know, 2 years ago and last year. Both teams are different. And I think we all are, us especially, relying on our experience, you know, knowing what a road game in the finals in Cleveland is like. The atmosphere is you know, their crowd gets crazy, and we have to do the little things to withstand their runs that they're gonna make, because they're a very talented team. They have two top class players in this league. You got to expect them to shoot better, just naturally being at home. So we have to do the little things, not turn the ball over, and continue to keep them off the offensive glass, you know, do our best job keeping them off the free throw line, and try to take away the three-point line as best we can, because those are those momentum swings like we have here where you let them, you know, toe it up on the line and knock them down. That can change the momentum really quickly. So we understand that aspect of playing on the road in Cleveland.
Michael, far right, and then in the back right.
Over here, Steph, Michael Grange from Sportsnet in Toronto. The pace of this game, the level of quality, the skill between both teams, how close do you think you guys are, the Warriors, to playing at your peak level so far in these two games?
I think we've done a lot of things well, but we haven't put together every category. It hasn't been great at the same time. Game one, we didn't turn the ball over, but we didn't particularly shoot, you know, as well as we could. Tonight, we shot much better, obviously 51%, but had 20 turnovers, so there's a give and take there. We want to try to do both at the same time. But I think the biggest thing for us is our defense has been amazing. Playing with a lot of energy, playing smart, trying to make them work for everything that they get. You know, they're still going to make tough shots. They're still going to have, you know, some special plays and make runs and, you know, be a competitive team, because they're a great team. So you got to just stick with the program. But there is another level that we can get to, like I said, and hopefully we're going to need it in Cleveland to get a win.
Last question, back right, standing.
Yes, good night. My name is Pablo Leyva from Costa Rica, Mr. Curry. If you have to describe the attitude of the team in the last two games in three words, what would be the three words you describe the team attitude?
Three words? You already hit your word limit on your story.
I was just looking for the values for the teamwork. I mean, how you describe the team?
We just play smart, aggressive, and with joy. I mean, that's four words. I tried.
Thank you, Steph.
And this series now heads to Cleveland for games 3 and 4. Game 3 coming up on Wednesday, and then game 4 on Friday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the NBA Finals.